In Florida, law enforcement arrested 47 pill mill owners, doctors, and staff, and suspended 92 DEA licenses to prescribe opioids. Then state laws limited how much doctors could prescribe and curtailed doctor shopping. Florida went from having 98 of the top 100 oxy-prescribing doctors in 2010 to just 13 docs in 2012. But what if addicts just switched from oxy to heroin? To find out, Johns Hopkins researchers compared Florida to North Carolina, which had similar opiate deaths but didn't have a big reform. The result? Florida saved more than 1,000 lives over 3 years, says Aline Kennedy Hendricks.
The evidence from our research indicates that legislative and strategic enforcement approaches to reducing pill mills presence in a state may reduce opioid overdose mortality.
Researchers say they need to look at whether recent surges in heroin deaths may be outstripping those gains since the study period ended. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Aburaya in Orlando.